The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? Do you read it?' He answered, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live.' But he, desiring to satisfy himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance the priest was going that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care for him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, when whatever more you spend, I repay you when I come back.' Which of those three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise."
那72人欢欢喜喜地回来，说：“主啊，因你的圣名，连鬼神也服了我们。”耶稣对他们说：“我曾看见撒旦像闪电一样从天上坠落。 我已经赐予你们权力，可以践踏蛇与蝎子，又胜过仇敌的一切，断没有什么能再加害于你。然而，不要因鬼服了你们，就甚觉欢喜，要因为你们的名，基督在天上而觉得欢喜。正当那时，他被圣灵所感动，欢乐起来，说：‘父啊，天地的主，我感恩于你。’ 因为你将这些事聪明地表达出来，而像婴孩儿显露出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意原是如此。我父已将一切都交于我，除了我父，没有人知道我是谁。除了我和我自己的心愿所启示的人，也没有人知道谁是真正的天父。于是他转过身来，私下对门徒说：‘你们所看见的一切既是有福。’ 我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王想要看见你们所看见的，却没有看见；想要听见你们所听见的，却没有听见。有一个律师站起来试探着耶稣，说：‘夫子，我该怎么样才能承受住这样的永生？’耶稣问他：‘律法上写的是什么？你又念的是什么？’耶稣回答说：‘你要尽心、尽性、尽力。’ 尽意去爱你的神，又要爱邻舍如同爱自己。耶稣对他说：‘你回答得对，你这样行事就必得永生。’ 大人要显明自己有道理，就问耶稣说："谁是我的邻舍呢？"耶稣回答说："有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶基利去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣服，把他打得半死，就撇下他走了。碰巧有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他，就从那路那边过去。一个利未人来到那里，看见他，也从路那边回去。"唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路至此，看见他就动了善心，上前去用油和酒倒在他的伤口上，包扎好之后，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带他到客店里，并且照顾他。第二天，他拿出2个银币交给店主，说道："请你照顾他，若有多余的费用，我回来时也会还给你。"你想，这3个人中哪一个人是那个跌倒之人的邻居呢？难道是在强盗之中吗？他回答说："是怜悯他的那个人。"耶稣对他说："你去吧，照这样的话去做吧。"大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称"读经大讲堂"，英文名称 "Bible Study"。我们采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第29讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study.We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is 29th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, so firstly, let's deal with my today's study summary. So today's passage from Luke teaches three key linked such lessons. Firstly, when Jesus' followers brag about their power over demons, He redirects them. Truly, joy doesn't come from having spiritual superpowers, but from knowing you belong to God. Then Jesus prays thankfully, explaining that God reveals his truth not to the proud and self-important, but to humble, trusting people. Thirdly, a religious expert asks a question, "Who's my neighborhood?" Jesus answers with the good Samaritan story. A hated outsider shows more compassion to a wounded man than the religious leaders. Jesus teaches that a true neighborhood isn't defined by labels, but by showing active mercy to anyone in need, even for enemies. So, we'd better to find your joy in God's love. Stay humble and let that love push you to help others, everyone, each time. Now let my beloved English sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. You have already summarized the text of today very good. In the first passage, we have to see what is here on earth and what is eternal. The power that the 70s got was for the time here on earth and will last only when they live on earth, but having your name written in the book of life is something eternal.
妹妹你好，今天的内容总结得不错。在第一段经文当中，我们需要分辨什么是尘世间的事情，而什么是永恒的事情。70年代的人们所拥有的权利，只存在他们的今生来世，也只有在他们的有生之年存在，但名字却被记在生命手册上，这才是永恒的。
Then in the second part, Jesus rejoices and tells the disciples that they have got a big privilege because they can see what others before them long to see and that other people cannot see.
第二部分，耶稣高兴地告诉门徒，他们得到了很大的权利，因为他们可以看到以前的人渴望看到的事情，而其他人却看不到。
At the end of the text, he answered the answer of a man who wanted to justify himself about who is his neighbor.
在文章的结尾，他回答了一个想要证明自己邻居是谁的问题。
Jesus took a hated Samaritan to illustrate that we not always have to be popular and wealthy religious people around us as our neighbors. But just the person who we hate and we low esteem a lot.
耶稣以一个令人憎恨的撒玛利亚人举例说明，我们周围的邻居不一定都是受人尊敬、备受瞩目的宗教人士，也可能是一个我们憎恨、我们曾经非常看清的人。
Jesus was on his way to the cross, and just this kind of teaching brought him there, that he had no respect of religious leaders, but looked at the heart of his followers.
耶稣走向十字架，正是这种教诲将他带到那里。他不尊重宗教领袖，而是关注追随者的真正内心。OK，based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related question. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Shrestha. Why were Jesus' followers so excited when they came back to him? 耶稣的门徒回来见到他的时候，为什么如此兴奋？
They were happy that even the demons had to obey them and to leave the possessed people free.
他们很高兴，因为就连恶魔也不得不服从于他们，放走被附身的人。Second question for sister. Jesus told them not to rejoice most about power over demons, but about for what? 耶稣告诉他们不要为制服恶魔的能力而感到欢喜，那到底要因为什么才能欢喜呢？
They shall rejoice that their name is written in the book of life.
他们必然欢喜，因为他的名字最后会记在生命手册上。Next issue. What did Jesus say he saw fall from heaven like lightning? 耶稣说他看见什么像闪电一样从天上坠落呢？
He saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. That is the reason why we have Satan and his dark angels, the demons, here on heaven to trouble us.
他亲眼目睹撒旦如闪电般从天上坠落。这就是为什么天上会有撒旦和他的黑暗天使，也就是那些恶魔来骚扰我们。Next question. According to Jesus, who are the people that God reveals his truth to? The wise one or the little children? 根据耶稣所说，上帝把真理向什么样的人来显明？是针对于聪明人，还是对小孩子呢？
To the little children.
给小孩子更加的显明。Okay, next one. So, sister, what was the religious lawyer's trick question to test Jesus? 那个律师用来试探耶稣的难题又是什么呢？
He asked him who is his neighbor.
他问他到底谁才是真正的邻居。Next question. So, what are two great commandments did the lawyer say were the way to eternal life? 律师说，两条最大的诫命是什么？也就是得到永生的方法，到底是什么呢？
Love the Lord your God all of our heart and all your neighbor as yourself.
要尽心、尽性、尽意去爱你的主，又要爱邻舍，如同爱自己。Next question. In the story of the Good Samaritan, What happened to the man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho？在好撒玛利亚人的故事里，那个从耶路撒冷去耶利哥的人遇到了什么样的遭遇呢？
He was assaulted by the robbers.
他遭到了抢劫和袭击。Next question. So, which two people who you'd expect to be good walked past the injured man without helping? 哪两个本认为会很好的人，看见了受伤的人却没有帮忙，直接走过了？
A priest and a Levite passed but did not help him.
一位所谓的祭司和另一位利未人经他身边走过，却没有帮助那个可怜人。Next issue. Why was it so surprising that the Samaritan man stopped to help? 为什么那个撒玛利亚人停下来帮忙这件事非常令人惊讶呢？
Because Samaritans and Jewish people were enemies.
因为撒玛利亚人和犹太人实际上是天生的仇敌。Today's last question. So, at the end of today's whole story, how did Jesus redefine what it means to be a neighbor? 在故事的结尾，耶稣是如何重新定义邻居的意思呢？
The person who shows mercy is the neighbor.
施以怜悯的人才是真正的邻居。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家 Feliz Navidad，圣诞快乐，我们下期再会。